B-Pod Studios.
Hello, and welcome to a Rap Party Podcast. Oh, go get my gift, Nicole. I got yours. You got mine?
Yeah.
I'll show you yours if you show me mine.
UPS didn't lose it?
Talk about that, dude, on the Rap Party Podcast. Later. By the way, it is our last podcast of 2019.
Yay!
Buddy, you have bad luck with packages because back before producer Nicole took over as the producer, we had Victoria. And do you remember when the FedEx truck had an accident in like
Utah? It was like Salt Lake City.
And it went viral.
And
the truck was stuck on the train tracks.
It was moving between facilities and it was in Salt Lake. And then it just stopped. It just never left Salt Lake for like a week.
Oh my God, it was so funny.
And so I was trying to figure out what happened to my FedEx package. And I'd call the number, and they wouldn't tell you on the phone that something happened. They would just be like, "Oh, there's been the package was damaged in transit," is what they told you. And so that they were having to contact the seller, and now there's all this different things going on.
Sorry, I hit a button.
It's fine. And you know, you can do the preview.
Yeah, I didn't need that. I hit the wrong button.
Oh, okay. And then so we ultimately try to figure out, you know, FedEx Salt Lake City, and there we see a tractor trailer get demolished by a train, and the packages and the boxes flew everywhere. My box was on there.
It was like...
It was the funniest thing.
Like the back, nobody got hurt, right?
Nobody got hurt.
But it was like the trailer of the truck exploded.
And just packages flew. Yeah. Like
and
it
your
was...
package was on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you tried. You said, all right, I appreciate FedEx and I love what they do, but I'm going to try a different shipping company. I'll move to UPS.
They have lost a TV. They have lost a chair. And they've now lost Sterling's Christmas present, which was supposed to be here today. And now it's not going to be here until Monday when Sterling's already going to be gone for New Jersey.
Are you sure it's lost?
It probably is. I don't know. That's the track record that we have.
What's the last track on it? Where is it?
It's in Pennsylvania this morning.
Like, okay. You don't think maybe there's just so much volume of things shipping right now that they couldn't fit it on the truck?
I think that's horse crap. Like, I think, and I hate to say this, and I know there's a lot of pressure on the people that works in logistics, but you know that this is the year where you make your most money. This is the busiest time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Like, get the packages on time.
He lost his packages.
Get the packages on time.
And you know what's ironic? Roy's kind of wearing a UPS brown vest.
This is maroon.
I'm
colorblind, so to me it looks brown.
What color's my shirt?
Red.
Okay.
Are you really colorblind?
Yeah.
Most guys are.
Yeah, that looks pretty
is
brown
Dallas?
To me.
This is. I think so.
I can see where you see this is brown.
Yeah.
I see that.
It
doesn't help that I'm wearing a black shirt underneath it that's probably...
Yeah. But anyway, the thing that sucks when you get a package is when you track it and you see that it landed in like Charlotte or wherever. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, where is it? And the next thing you know, it's like back in Virginia.
Yeah. Like, how did that happen?
Like, that sucks.
Well, I had this thing with my TV. Every morning they would scan it, but they wouldn't put it on the truck. And I'm like, what is going on? They're scanning it. They're doing a departing scan, but it never went out for delivery. And I think eventually they ended up breaking it. And that's what happened.
Well, we hope you get your package in time, buddy.
It's not coming in time because in order to come in time, it would have to magically appear from Pennsylvania to my doorstep today, and that's not going to happen.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, on my way in the morning from South Charlotte, I do see the UPS plane flying in around 5 a.m.
Well, can you tell them to figure their crap out?
I will. I definitely will.
On top of that, my HVAC is not working. My car cost me $3,600.
For Roy.
I was awoken by a massive amount of gunshots.
Can you
in my
play them into the microphone?
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's just been a day, and I love this show. This is my favorite show of the year because it's festive, and I've just been in a mood.
Sure didn't seem like it was his favorite show of the year. At one point during commercial, he was on hold yelling at someone
because my warranty was crap. Right, hang
You're
on.
Scaring this... Loren.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Loren's just happy that it's not her today.
Yeah.
Usually you're the one with all the bitching issues.
I know. And I had a million things to do yesterday. I thought, like, I was like, oh, I want to do is go home.
Here you go, listen
I don't want
to
go home to all that.
This is from your security cam?
What is it?
That's a gunshots. Big clip.
Is it really?
Yeah, somebody just unloaded.
Where do you reckon they did it?
Maybe at the mall, a block over.
Okay.
Probably what it sounds like to me. But Sterling thought, because it was so loud, it sounded like somebody was knocking on the door. So Sterling quickly woke me up, and I'm like, that's not a door knock. That's gunshots.
Mm-hmm. And you know that because, like, you grew up in, like, rural Virginia. That's hunting.
Let me tell you something. When I go see my family, and I'll be up there next week.
With a clip.
But I'll go see my family. It's nothing for us to be, like, outside in the driveway, and you just hear gunshots all day. Because people are out there hunting.
See? So, hunting, Lorraine. Yeah,
you just or just shooting.
Or just shooting. Yeah.
Shooting, like... So, you know,
but you checked out a news story this morning? Did you check out the news? There's nothing that wasn't like a... Like, in other words, the police don't need to confiscate your security cam?
Well, only thing they would see is a timestamp. But, no, I didn't check the news. But I even told Sterling, the creepy part is that we didn't even hear sirens after that. I was like, I was hoping that somebody would call 911 mm-hmm. or something. No, someone unloaded a clip and just, another day in Charlotte.
Another day in your new home.
Another day in my new neighborhood.
Well, at least it's nice and warm there inside your home. So that's good.
It's not nice and warm. The HVAC is not working. So it's just stop.
You did that on purpose. I know that's not nice.
All right, let's do our gift exchange. This is what people came to the podcast for.
They came for fun, hot, festive things, and I'm sorry.
That's okay, dude. I hope Greasy Keys, the keyboardist from the Charlotte Checkers, made you put a smile on your face a little bit today.
He did a little bit.
Super nice guy, you guys. Go check out the MRL show, at the MRL show on Insta or Twitter. You can find out his information if you want to book him for a party. All right, let's. What do you guys want to do? I got Nicole. Nicole got me, and then you two have each other.
Yep.
Do you and Nicole want to exchange, or do you want me and Lorraine to exchange?
I don't
care. Do you flip a coin?
Let's just do it. Here, Nicole, I'll give you yours.
Okay. Yeah, you guys go.
Now, I was going to get you something a lot bigger. But then I realized it was $209, and wow, you're great. You're just...
You ain't that great.
Wow, that's a really... Did you wrap that, Mimi?
No, he didn't, and he sent me a picture of his wife wrapping it.
Oh, I was going to say you did an awesome job wrapping
that. Thank you, Lorraine. I did. Amanda happened to be wrapping a different gift. That's not true. Amanda wrapped it.
Yeah.
I was going to get you a cameo. You know that cameo thing? Where you can get a celebrity to say, like, happy Merry Christmas or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't decide who I wanted to get for you. There's 2,000 options.
Well, the people that I, like, I'm sure Bieber's not even on there.
Nope.
And I bet Halsey is, like, $10,000.
No, and I don't think Halsey's, I didn't see Halsey. She might be on there, but you know who's
Lizzo
on there?
On there?
Chris Harrison.
Oh, yeah.
Lizzo?
Yeah.
You say, no, I don't think so. But Chris Harrison, $600 to get Chris Harrison to say... Merry Christmas. But anyway, for everybody's birthday this year, you're all getting cameos from me.
Okay.
I'm putting that out there right now.
Okay.
All right, go ahead and open that up, Nicole.
Okay.
Your Christmas gift. It's our annual MRL show gift exchange. Now, it's retro. You said you wanted something retro.
Yeah.
And she's opening it up.
I made a mess.
She made a mess?
She's making a mess?
Jesus. Oh my gosh, Billie Eilish and a cassette player.
Oh, very cool.
Oh my gosh, you found Billie Eilish on a cassette?
Oh my
gosh,
that's cool. Did you get this at Urban Outfitters?
I did.
This is like the coolest store ever. Thank you.
Urban Outfitters, hold it up. It's the so I had that Walkman.
Did you really?
It's a sports Walkman. It's waterproof. And yeah, you can put the cassette in there and get this. You can also listen to the radio station on it.
Oh,
very cool.
You're
very retro.
I'm gonna listen to Billie. This is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. It spoke to me when...
Yours is kind of retro, too.
Oh, awesome. Retro for me is the 60s. Well,
Lorraine, your gift is not retro.
Retro.
Neither is yours.
Okay. It's a very natro?
There's
it's
two very things natro. In there. There's two things in there.
Well, who did this?
I did.
Wrapping job.
What do you think I did?
It's in a bag. Thank you.
Nicole had Manny.
Manny's
opening his gift.
Ooh, this is it
pretty,
a piece of it's meat.
Paper.
It's like something from the deli. It's
just
round.
Open it.
You're always making jokes. This
oh
guy.
Yeah, what? I got me some Homer Simpson socks,
hey!
Y'all. Actually, it's the whole Simpson crew.
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Are
I don't
they
watch
socks?
It. Yeah, they're dress socks.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Your wife posted something on Instagram about how gross your socks and underwear were.
You have holes in them, don't you?
And then my next gift, it's a very Simpsons Christmas for me. Thank you. Springfield Confidential. Jokes, secrets, and outright lies from a lifetime writing The Simpsons. There you go.
Yeah, so apparently it's like from the writers and producers of The Simpsons, and they like talk about certain things that happen.
So cool. Yeah, I'll totally read this.
Very cool.
And get this. So I originally ordered it on Amazon on last weekend, mm-hmm. and it wasn't supposed to be here until tonight. So I canceled the order, and I went to Barnes & Noble.
Ooh,
wow.
Very,
I know. Cool.
Wow, retail thanks you.
Yeah.
The only reason why...
That's kind of retro.
Yeah, it is retro. I mean, I think the only reason why I have Christmas presents this year is because I went out and actually got them.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I think books are such a cool gift to give.
Yeah, they
I really love giving books.
Do you know Conan O'Brien was a writer on The Simpsons?
I did. Oh, you weren't.
I didn't know
talking
that.
To Nicole.
No.
And,
I don't know. I've never seen an episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
really?
But I was going to get you, like, your family portrait turned into, like, The Simpsons characters and have it, like, framed and stuff. But, yeah, that's, like, your wife has going to have to get you that.
Mm. Here's how they write a Simpsons episode. Once or twice a year, the writers meet in a conference room to present their ideas to an executive producer. The bosses kick ideas around. If they approve it, they bang a gong. Then the writer goes home for 2 weeks to write the script. It's about 45 pages long. Then they do a rewrite. 6 to 8 writers sit together and rewrite the concept of that one script. And then they do a table read about it. So, Rob, come on in. Join the Rap Party Podcast.
But we are recording you.
Thank you.
We are recording
you. We're on the Rap Party Podcast.
My favorite morning show.
Yay. Thank you, Rob.
Yes, thank you.
Are you guys out?
Yeah, man. This is our last show. This is our last, for the new year.
It's the most wonderful time.
Good.
Okay, that was a visit from one of our sales, or the sales manager here at Kiss 95.1.
Great.
Rob.Whitehead at bbgi.com if you want to advertise. All right. Thank you, Nicole. Awesome gifts.
Thank
Simpsons
you.
Book and Simpsons socks. All right, over to you two.
Okay.
All right. So, Loren is handing over her gift to me.
I know what you got.
Oh, that's fine.
That's okay. That's good. I know what Loren got.
Yeah. All right, it's massive.
Dude, that bag.
I know, I'm sorry. It's the only bag I had that was big enough. There's two gifts in there. You can open the smaller one first.
Is the smaller one the red one?
Yeah.
By the way, the theme so far is two gifts.
Is the smaller one the red one? There's an enormous bag inside the bag, and then this teeny tiny little red bag.
Yeah, I'm making sure. Hang on.
Don't let her bully you, Roy.
I went with, like, very personalized.
Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, you know what, though? Let me...
Uh-oh, what?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's an ornament, and it says our first home, but it has my dog's name on it, and now it's going to make me cry when she passes away.
My God, your dog's 3.
Are you thinking of that?
I know. Because
you're going to put her down?
No, I just, you. I know that you deal with, you pop up woofer all the time.
I know,
like,
and here's the deal, though. If anything ever happens, then you just put that on the back side of the tree.
Yeah, then we never look at it.
Yeah, that's how I deal with my woofer ornaments.
I love this ornament. It's a tree. It has presents, stockings.
Yeah, Nicole's like a little kid, by the way. She got her present, and she's like a teenager who's like not even...
She's got her headphones on
already.
She's
done with us.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going away for the parents suck.
I genuinely enjoyed watching you guys exchange gifts.
Parents suck.
Yeah. You're too cool for us. She even said okay like a teen. All right, so thank you for this. This is wonderful.
You're welcome. Barry
Sterling's name on it, Callie's name on it.
Is there a picture in there?
No.
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
let me see it.
It's just an ornament.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
very
it's for the
cool.
tree.
Yeah, I love this.
Yeah, thank you, Lorraine, for
breaking that down for you.
I was just talking to Sterling about it. Like,
but
I've always had...
Batteries, did he?
What?
10 things going on.
What's happening?
She needs batteries for her head, for her Walkman.
Oh, okay.
She's going to engineering to get
it
some.
It needs batteries.
Well, so I don't have any personalized ornaments. So Sterling and I has always just bought like the bulbs for whatever theme we wanted. But we now can have personalized
nice.
Things.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is lovely. Thank you.
You have a home now.
I have a home. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. I love it. I love them. All right, the next gift, two of them.
So this one is also for your house.
Oh my gosh, what the heck is this?
And I thought it was fun since we just
this
had
is
game
awesome.
Night. And
Look
you
at this.
Guys.
It's a swivel thing, right?
Yeah, it's a Lazy Susan.
Yeah. Oh, this is so cool.
Nice.
And it's got Roy and Sterling's name on it and says, our home, established 2019.
This is great. And we got a breakfast nook that this would be perfect on. Oh, I love it. I love this. This is such a cool piece.
Thanks. And I try to do it in like your
the distress thing.
Yes, because and I wanted it to be white still to tie in your kitchen.
Yeah.
So
I love this, Loren. You have very customized things for me, and I have no customized things.
That's
for
okay.
Me. This is awesome. Thank you. I can't. I want to take a photo of it and send it to Sterling. By the way, do you think anyone cares who's listening about our gifts?
Yeah.
I love it. I do. I love it.
Yeah, I think if you're a fan of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, you're interested in what we think of each other.
Okay.
So far, I got a bunch of Simpsons stuff.
I need two.
Yeah, you need two. I could have told you that. Two double A's.
Hey, wait, are you going to engineering?
No.
Oh, okay. What are you I just need to drop off a thing for Brett.
This is the most unfocused podcast of the year.
We're all over the place.
Nicole got a Billie Eilish cassette and a yellow sports Walkman. I got a bunch of Simpsons stuff. Roy's got a Lazy Susan and a Christmas ornament. Loren, you and your baby now, the spotlight turns to you.
Okay.
Oh,
my gosh. Did you just break it? Did you break it?
Did you break the ornament?
Did you? It broke, didn't it? Did it break?
It didn't sound good.
It didn't sound good.
Did you break the ornament?
Did it? No.
It's in bubble wrap.
Okay.
Oh,
I was going to say, they're really well made, so
that
I don't think.
That sounded like a bad break. Okay, I dropped it as I was trying to gently place it in.
Oh, boy. Okay, so it's not broken?
No, everything's good. Let's give Loren her gift. We'll start with this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's heavy.
Good wrapping job.
Yeah.
I did the wrapping.
Good job.
Oh, hang on. The wrapping isn't good on this present.
Can you hear it?
No, I can't hear it. Nicole's listening to. Can you pay attention to Loren?
She's such a kid. Be like, what?
Oh, cool.
What is it?
They're bath salts.
It's not the ones that you eat and kill people with. It's
no. No. They help with pregnancy. So aches and pains, nausea, stress, and anxiety relief.
Oh, hand that over.
That's
here.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Roy.
You're welcome.
I love that.
There's that, and then here's this gift.
The problem is that you don't take baths, though.
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I actually took one not last night, but the night before.
Have you seen that luxurious bathroom she had? She better.
Isn't it a giant Roman tub?
I know, Roman tub.
Doesn't,
I don't know.
A Roman bathtub, like with arches and stuff. And doesn't Greasy Keys play for you?
No. What is this?
So, it's, from my understand.
Oh, it's a quartz roller.
Yeah. It's for your face, but I think it vibrates.
Say.
Which I don't think yours vibrates.
That's a step up from mine.
Because it's supposed to like tighten your skin cells or something.
Oh, cool.
It's a face roller.
With a certain type of stone.
Yeah, it's rose quartz. So it removes eye patch pouches, shapes face contours, and rejuvenates skin cells. This is awesome.
Now, you had a rolly thing that kind of did that kind of looked like a dildo, and you got stopped at TSA for it.
Yeah.
But this one doesn't look like a dildo.
Yeah, I saw Roy buy this.
Yeah.
This actually...
It does a little bit look like a dildo.
Oh, does it on the back end? On the back end?
Yeah, on this
side.
This one has batteries, so now nobody's going to believe me that it's not a dildo when I go through TSA.
Fire it up!
Especially when it
does
starts
it
to vibrate through
in it?
My
does
bag.
Does it work? Let's see.
I don't know. Hold on.
I'd like to see you use it.
No, it
on
says
your face.
Battery operated, not included.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole knows where the batteries are. Nicole, give your batteries from the Walkman.
This is awesome, Roy. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Nicole, I got you a card as well.
I already got my holiday card.
Well, I got you another holiday card. How about that?
Do I open this now?
I don't care. If you want to.
By the way, thanks to Diana and Ayana for coming in today.
Yeah.
They also brought us gifts. They brought us, we'll have to post a picture of this at the MRL show on our Insta. They brought us awesome gifts. She was the 11-year-old who wanted to meet the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. It was on her Christmas wish.
Aww.
Oh, look.
They also brought, I know, the baby a gift. It's so she brought all of us these awesome sloth mugs and hot chocolate. And then she brought my unborn baby a sloth onesie with pants that have sloths all over them. That's
pretty
adorable.
Cool.
Thank you, Roy, for my card.
You're welcome. It's a thank you card for all the hard work you
and
do
guess
around
who
here.
Didn't get one? You guys.
What?
You didn't get a thank you card.
No.
I'm a
so
sport.
Since they
but
got something you
card.
Didn't, I wanted to,
I got a Christmas card, no problem.
I got one too, though.
Too late.
So now I'm ahead of you.
I'm a sport.
All right. Thanks to everyone. Listen, thanks to everyone who listened to the Rap Party podcast in 2019. We appreciate it. We'll see you all in 2020 for our, it's the
5 years of MRL show. Woo-hoo. In 2020. And Nicole signed a new contract, so she'll be with us.
I haven't signed yet.
Congratulations.
You're going to sign it.
Everybody Bill's get naked gone. And celebrate Christmas.
Cheers.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
We won't have a podcast for 2 weeks, by the way.
Okay.
All right. So long.
All right.
All things on.
Holy night.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.